This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is everybody talking about? That is a question we will answer during the course of our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits, discussion of the stories. The information provided on this list comes from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find the list, the stories, the people, the whole McGilla here. I'm Doug Steffen. My job first is to introduce the people who are in the round table today. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles. Also, Rick Jensen, who is a participant in discussions and controversy and troublemaking generally at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Speaking of troublemakers, Rach McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America.
It's easy.
All right, so let's get to number one story on the hit parade this week. Well, no, I don't want to do number one. Let's do number three. Joe Biden entering the race for the presidency.
As much. He always makes it so much more fun.
Well, but he also is the only one that actually offers a good choice between. Biden's got a. There's something about this, from my perspective anyway, and as usual, the first thing that the know-nothings say is, well, look at what he did to those women. He inappropriately touched them, so he can't be the president.
Creepy Joe.
So I don't know
Creepy
where
Uncle
we go.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Uncle Joe.
Well, okay, well, I could start with this.
Jennifer.
I think on paper, Joe Biden probably matches up the best as the candidate who could take on President Trump. That is, if he can make it to the general election. A lot of people are just assuming he's going to breeze through the primary when the truth is the energy and the leadership of the Democratic Party actually want to see more far left-leaning progressive candidates that check some boxes, that are multicultural, that are female, that are younger. Joe Biden is 76 years old. I'm not an ageist. I think anybody who is with it can run, absolutely. But I think the Democratic Party has done a lot of spinning over the years, saying they want to see young females and a diverse group of candidates running, and Joe Biden doesn't check those boxes. Plus, is he going to be able to track as far left as he needs to compete in a primary before he comes back to the center to run against President Trump? And if he does get to the general, I think there are a lot of holes that Trump can push into, kind of punch into him if he ties him to Obama's economy and failed industries under the Obama administration.
I agree with you on the far left aspect of the DNC right now, but I think when they get to the general election, I don't think they want to be far left. I think they want Joe.
Yeah, but they want to go back to the center.
The problem with that, Richie, is you know as well as I do that people don't understand how important primaries are, so they don't. The only people that vote are the lunatics from the hard right or the hard left that want to see their candidate. I got to get this guy because he's blah, blah, blah. And then the choices that the people who have been too lazy to go vote in the primaries have on election day suck. And that's kind of where we, if you take that bunch of renegades, the Democrats may want to please themselves with a candidate, but do they please the general public? No, not with any of those people that are there,
but
with the exception of Biden.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would have never been elected anywhere 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But because of the Bernie Sanders and the far left agenda, he's the new normal. He is normal. He's more center than a lot of the people that are running against him.
And he's setting the tone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hi, Jensen. Where are you on all this?
I'm in Delaware, and when Joe announced, Delaware broke. The entire thing just broke in half. So you gotta look at what's really happening, though, in with the stats and the data. For example, any candidate, even if it's Joe, they're going to be measured upon how much money can they raise in the first 24, 48, 72 hours. And that's how these, 31 candidates now, 5,000 candidates, whatever, they're going to get winnowed down. And they're going to be also ranked upon how well they do with the Iowa caucuses. And depending upon where you start, if you're starting at 21%, 22% like Joe, then he's going to maintain that or better. Other candidates who have a 3, 5% popularity rating, if they boost up to 8, 9, or 10, they're going to get more press. And it's all going to be about perception. Can Joe make it to the primary? I think when you have Kamala Harris, for example, saying felons voting while they're in jail, I think that most Democrats even will say, yeah, Bernie Sanders, that's a little bit crazy. But I go back to Jennifer and ask, what about the younger voters? Will they glom on to something like Bernie Sanders saying, hey, felons, we can't take away their rights just because they're criminals?
Yeah, and yes, and that's a good Bernie, first of all, right? But I think, that young people do want that. That's what's scary about the young version or the young progressive branch of the Democratic Party.
Where do they get these ideas? Where
it's
do
so
young
crazy
people
that a terrorist would be
these ideas?
And look at Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren comes out this week
system.
And says, here you go, free college. Hey, look at me.
And that's how they buy votes. And I would say before we move on from Joe, the other shoe that could drop for him, and from what I hear, it's pretty damaging, is that the Inspector General's report on just how the Russia investigation got started is due to come out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And from what I hear, it is going to be very damaging to the Obama administration. And will the president be able to tie Joe to that? It doesn't mean that Joe was necessarily involved in any of it, but if he's part of that administration, he's going to have to answer for it. And that could be something that's also worth considering as they look forward to the first primary. Or, I'm sorry, the first debate in June.
Maybe the last word on this is the kinder, gentler candidate is definitely going to be Joe Biden. Have we had enough after 4 years of Trump and all of the hoopla, whether he's got good ideas or not? People are tired of him in the main. The people who love him love the tweets and all of the agitation and all that other stuff. But it exhausts you after a while. And I can use my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, well, now city, as an example of what's going on politically, because it's a microcosm of what's going on nationally. We had a citywide referendum, or a referendum to change form of government here, 3 years ago, to a city. And then we had an election, elected a woman to be the mayor of the city who had no experience doing anything and has made a complete mess out of pretty much everything she's touched. And the city council was voted in at the same time, 11 members. 8 of them have decided not to run for re-election because they cannot get anything done. They are tired of fighting. They're tired of the noise. They're tired of the disruption of their lives. They're just tired. This woman has worn them out, in essence. And I think a lot of this is happening around the country. We're tired of all of the confrontation and the anger and the fussy, we want to get something done. And that's not happening. And I think that's one of the things that's going to be the most distressing. Trump's going to have to sell his accomplishments to people who are in the middle that voted for him last time. And I use farmers as an example. The farmers are not happy with Trump. They were a supporter and he won those states. And he's going to need to work harder on them. If he ignores them, he will lose. That's my read on it. 15 past the hour. Calitrin is a choice. We all make choices. And Calitrin has become the choice for many educated folks who have tried different things to lose weight and have not been successful. Yeah, you can go on any number of programs, participate in any number of plans and meals, and you lose the weight. Swell. Then how do you keep it off? That is the biggest, that's the drama here. You want to get some fabulous results? Use Calitrin, the healthiest way to lose weight and keep it off. It's an all-natural approach, which is the kind of thing that I support in my messages on my programs. Calitrin is the healthiest choice for losing weight. Its main ingredient is collagen, which is an important part of the proteins in your body. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. You stop making it when you're in your 30s, so you need to supplement. That's what Calitrin does. Get your body to start making it again, jumpstarts it, and then it works toward helping you build lean muscle, push the fat off, and that's how you lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com for the special deal. That is the continuation of the deal that started a couple of weeks ago. 3 bottles, 90-day supply. You pay for that, get another 3 bottles, another 90-day supply, which is really what it takes, about 6 months to get on this program, stay there, and get your weight where you want it and keep it there. So if you would like to have the best way for you to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal, when you click the box, check that box for DJV. DJV is the way for you to save the money, get the 6 month supply, pay for 3. That's it. Toploss.com. You'll be very happy at the results. That's what I'm telling you. Happy. You want results? You get them. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the code DJV for savings.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, let's get back to our conversation. So we took on the Joe Biden conversation. Let's go to number 10 on the story list this week, which usually has a focus on sports, what's going on sports talk radio. So is the big discussion this week the NFL draft and who the winners and losers are? Yes, it is?
Yeah, this weekend the NFL draft will pretty much, I mean, the NBA playoffs, you know, that will take it. MLB. No. Baseball, nobody's going to talk about baseball this weekend because the draft is just going to own. Even though I'm going to a game Sunday, it's, you know, the draft will be the king.
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 The king.
NFL is king, and the draft has become a huge event over the last decade.
Do you feel badly because Delaware doesn't have any professional teams? You have to go to Philadelphia or Washington, Rick?
Well, they are our team, actually. Yeah, sure. You know, the Eagles, the Phillies, those are our teams in Northern Delaware and Southern Delaware. They follow Baltimore more than anything else because, my goodness, Rich, I love you, but nobody wants to follow the Nats. Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I didn't even know they still have, they still playing baseball there? I guess they are.
Anybody who follows a team that throws rocks at Santa Claus down on the field, you deserve what you get. Philly fans are some of the meanest.
Boo! Oh, Philadelphia is not the city of brotherly love. That I'll attest to that. I mean, work there.
But wait a second, Rich. We got one of your best players, so did we deserve that?
You can have it.
And they're doing great.
It's all yours.
We're having fun.
More on the Talk Radio Review coming right up here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's now time for us to continue our review of what's going on. Folks at Talkers Magazine have put together the charts for this, the last week of April 2019, the last full week of April. Stories dominated by politics, as often is the case, including what to do about the border crisis, the little discussion about the new James Bond movie and the opening of the Avengers movie this weekend, which promises to be the blockbuster of the summer. Some people say $300 million in domestic business alone.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to do huge money.
Who's going to see it?
I'll go see it.
I am.
You. I went to see the last one with Brie Larson, and I'm not one who likes these movies, generally speaking. I did like her, and I did like the movie. So, I don't know, but the rest of the stuff, it seems so pat, and it seems like the same story over and over and over and over again. So whether but it doesn't make any difference. This thing is like
It is, but the key is the effects are so good now as compared to when, like, you were a kid, and
speaking of yourself,
is nonstop.
Quite the opposite. I mean, I heard the New York Times movie reviewer saying that the action movie part of it is almost not even really the thing, because the story is done so well, and you have so many characters, and they are able to carry the story, and it keeps moving forward, and it's done so well that the action side of the movie is really kind of secondary to the story. So apparently they do a pretty good job of pulling the
story
off.
If that's the case,
cool.
You need some good story movies around. All right, so that's number nine. Number eight, the meeting between Putin and Little Fatty. And so Bad Vlad says he's going to report to the president on what his conversation was with Kim. I'm just trying to visualize or imagine what a phone call, the phone rings, Trump picks it up, and it's Putin on the other end. What is the first thing? Hey, how you like what I'm... Do they talk about the whole business of the Russians messing?
I accidentally pushed the button, sonny. Just kidding.
I think the headline says it all. I mean, there are people saying, Trump, he's ruined everything. He can't work with other countries. No one likes us. No one supports us, which I think is nonsense. And the headline in Fortune magazine is, Kim Jong-un just asked Putin for help dealing with Trump. Sounds like somebody wants to deal with America.
Yeah. And why would he go to Trump? I mean, why would he go to Putin then? Does that bring up the secondary story here of the relationship between Trump and Putin and whether Putin actually did mess with or instruct people to mess with our elections? All I can remember, the visualization of Trump at the last meeting of the, was it a G8 summit or whatever it was, he walked by Putin, looks at him and ignores him, doesn't shake his hand, doesn't go talk to him, he just walks right by him. That was a pretty interesting visualization. Whether that was just theater or not, I guess remains to be seen. But
that's where Trump is pretty good. He plays dirty. He knows how to play dirty. He knows how to get under your skin. And when you're dealing with a guy like Putin or with a guy like Kim Jong Ding Dong, you've got to be able to work those guys' heads. You've got to get in their heads. And he does a pretty good job of that.
Yep. All right, number 7 and number 6 kind of go together. In a manner of speaking, the price of oil going up. You notice that the pump cost up in some cases 10, 11, 12 cents in the last couple of weeks. What are you paying for gas in the greater, both you guys are in the same general area. So what are you paying for gas now?
In Delaware, I think it's about $2.59, something like that, depending. You can shop around.
I think I was a little bit cheaper than that, but like $2.40.
Yeah. Wow, it's going up. And when I was in California last week, it was $4.
Throw California out. They don't. California is a count. They're a whole different. That's a whole different planet when it comes to buying gas.
When it comes to a lot of things, never mind just buying gas. But the sanctions have been lifted. Well, let's see what it does. But the cost of a barrel of oil is about $65 now, which is higher than it had been for a couple of years. So you're going to pay for it this summer, coincidentally, at the pump. It's 28 past the hour.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. Ohmygut.info. Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about his granddaughter being there.
My granddaughter, 4.5 years old, sees her grandpa with a bleeding hand, and she sees me screaming and shouting, "Get out, get out!" She didn't deserve to see her grandfather like this.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
It was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us to get back to spoon feeding ideas to you in your head on the Talk Radio Roundup. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware is here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program, from the Good Day Health program, from the American Family Farmer program, from Your Hidden Power. All of those things are in the wheelhouse, Richie.
Around the world, across the nation, and up your street.
Up your
own. George Carlin used to say.
Yes, he did.
Careful with that.
All right, so let's get to, we're going through the list here. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. Number 9, the Avengers and what will happen this weekend with that. The meeting between Mrs. Putin and Kim. Number 8, the oil sanctions against Iran. 7, financial markets did very well this past week. Continuing, so that's going to be the hardest thing to deal with. If you want to dump Trump, it's and that's
it's the economy, that's, stupid.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's Carville's famous line.
Right.
That's, but it really is true.
It really is true.
So number 5 is the aftermath of those bombings in Sri Lanka. I don't know, what did the final death count get to be?
Oh my God, it was 300 people. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yep. And so it just underscores, and this is the talk tree speaking now, taking one thing and going in a couple of different directions that are connected to this. But the bottom line is that we've got so many crazy people. Maybe the fact that we are in the midst, April is a big religious holiday for most of the major religions in the world. And it just brings about the incredible thinking of people who their whole life is built around my religion is better than yours. That's their life. Everything they think, everything they do is motivated by some religious zealot telling them that they knew they have to do God's bid. They have to do what Allah tells them to do, and he tells you to do this, that. You know, the fact that the people of the world, there are so many ignorant people that think this is it. And so it comes into, you know, the Parisian. When were the Parisian bombings? That was a couple, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. There are researchers and historians that teach us that there are people who take this back to the time of the Moors, and it's been handed down from generation to generation to generation.
You mean the Muslim, the Moors, when they were in Spain,
yeah,
going across to northern Africa?
They want to recapture and establish caliphate. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask a political question here, and I don't understand. I'm serious when I say I don't understand why this is. Why? And maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe I'm making something out of nothing. But why is it that you have leaders of the Democratic Party? We have, you know, former President Obama. We have Hillary. We have Julian Castro.
Yeah. Is Obama really a leader of the party, or is it still Hillary?
Shadow government.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Right. I mean, if he goes to a fundraiser, if he goes to some place and says, we need to raise an extra few hundred thousand dollars for the Democratic Party in general for a PAC or something like that, sure, he's a leader. He shows up. People pay, right?
But
I guess that's true,
Rick's
yeah.
point is they all refuse to say what, Rick?
Thank you. They all call the victims Easter worshippers. And this is so convoluted. Muslims are not Ramadan worshippers. Christians are not Easter worshippers. They are Christians. Why can't they say the word Christians?
And it was interesting. Normally I would have let this slide by Facebook, but it was such a big topic of discussion on Facebook. And it seemed like everybody was coordinated on the Democratic Party that they were going to refer to them as Easter worshippers. And I don't understand why. But it really riled the feathers on the right. And maybe that's why they did it. I don't know. But I don't get it. I don't know why they couldn't use the term Christians. I don't understand.
It's all about everybody wants to rile up the other side. And for what? How does that make life better?
That's my thing. I don't see what they got out of it. I don't see what their purpose of not saying Christians was.
Nothing in the end. It's like the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, that sort of thing. It's the same. And by the way, politics and religion, pretty much the same thing, at least in my book.
Politics is a religion.
Yeah, it is. Number four, the situation on the southern border. My read on this week has been the realization that we have agreements with Canada. We have agreements, well, the north, we have a simple agreement. Why don't we have that with the Mexicans? And why is it that we expect the Mexicans to do nothing, and we take it in the chin, or on the chin? I don't understand why I don't get the whole malaise here around not holding Mexico responsible. Why the hell are we even, why is there a problem? The Mexicans get a lot of benefit from being on our southern border, and we're getting nothing but having it tucked to us. So why don't we, if Trump's this tough negotiator, calls up the Mexican president and says, look, if you don't stop this, you're not going to get a dime from us.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah,
right. Doesn't Congress have to stop the problem responsibility here. With the laws, too, though, don't they? Aren't they supposed to step up? Cory Booker,
already have. Right? We've got a lot of laws on the books that aren't being enforced. Everybody looks the other way.
These sanctuary cities that are making it possible. So Mexico's going, hey, look, San Francisco's okay with it. Such and such other city's so good. So Trump comes out and says, and this is beautiful, great. We're going to take all the illegals that we catch, and we're going to dump them in these sanctuary cities. You people right. deal with them. And that's what you need to do. You need to deal with the enablers on this side of the border before you can tell Mexico, stop sending them, because everybody that comes finds
well,
a home.
What makes them enablers? Why are those who are so
because we're letting
solidly
people come to
us,
us for a better life, Doug. We owe them a better life. It's our
Why
responsibility to
life?
Give them a better
okay.
life.
We owe to a point because we did kick the Hispanics out of the southwestern part of our country, the same as we did with the American Indians. But that was a long time ago. Those people are not still alive, so we don't owe these people anything. I don't owe them anything. We maybe should be a little more open when it comes to dealing with some of the problems, but many of the people that come here have no connection to America or relatives who are in America. They just want to get on the gravy train, and we're dumb enough to want to give them whatever it is they want. Come on, we'll give you what you want.
They're coming from Central America. They're seeking asylum. Somebody has taught them what to do. The problem that's going on right now, Doug, and everyone else, is that what Kirstjen Nielsen had asked for before in a letter to Congress is they need more money, more Border Patrol. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol have reassigned over 500 officers from ports around the border there to help the Border Patrol in the surge of apprehension of family units. And we all know, and I know you guys have talked about on the show before as well, that the original design at the border is for males 18 to 34 years old, not women and children and families. And they need the money, they need the resources. And because of the politics of Democrats don't want to give that to the Republicans right now. And I just want to say this one thing. I look at the politics, and it's annoying and it's angering because there are solutions. They can fix this. And I do believe there's another reason why Cory Booker will never be the Democratic nominee, because he says the Democrats should not deny that we do have a problem at the border. Nations should have borders. Borders should be respected. And Congress needs to step up and do something to help out at the border. And that's Cory taking on his own party, and that's why I think he'll never be the nominee. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
The other thing, Doug, this week that was the big thing was the two Border Patrol agents being taken basically captive for a few minutes by Mexican military.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was early in the week.
And took their guns. Only one of the two border agents had a gun, and they took the gun from him, questioned them, and then released them. But they did it on American soil.
God. They got lots of that. Oops, I was about to use that word, Richie.
Yeah, please don't.
They got lots of starch. Lot of starch.
That is out of control.
Yep. It is. The whole situation is out of control. And we don't have any good leadership that finds a way to fix it.
Well,
I
Trump
think
tweeted
it
at Mexico. He, shutting he was it mad off. About it, but, you know.
Just shut them off. Yeah. Shut the Mexicans off.
You can't shut the flow of money off. That's the only problem. All the stuff that comes in, all the Ford automobiles that come in from Mexico, all the TVs, all the...
Well, there's another thing going on, guys, with this whole thing, too. Because they had to move border agents to help with this influx of asylum seekers, now you have trucks waiting 15 hours to deliver fruits and veggies. And, Doug, up where you live in Massachusetts, your prices for fruits and veggies are going to go through the roof, because if they're sitting there for 15 hours at the border, that stuff's going to rot before it gets up to where you live in Massachusetts, and that's another problem, especially on the East Coast. Because of this border crisis, your cost of vegetables and fruits that are coming from Mexico are going to either not be stocked at all or go through the roof in prices.
The pigs on the farms are going to like it, though, because they'll all get to eat that almost fresh, those fresh fruits and vegetables. Time for us to discuss your energy, gentlemen. Are you enjoying your tasks every day because you have the energy? If you know people who are struggling to get back into shape, get energy back to their the good old days of drive and performance. Well, if you don't have that now, maybe there is, never mind, maybe there is a solution. The same thing happens to all men as they get a little older. It's harder to stay in shape. Your routine gets more difficult. Well, let me tell you about NuGenix. NuGenix. NuGenix will help you feel better because it adds to your routine the things your body is lacking. It's a supplement. So if you feel exhausted when you go work out, if you can't perform with your wife or your lady the way you want to, this is a product for men, because mostly It has higher levels of testosterone, and that's what you need to preserve your energy and your performance. NuGenix will maximize your energy, maximize the lean muscle mass, maximize your libido. So overall wellness is restored, and you can have fun, confidence. Yeah, it's a good old time when you're using NuGenix. Get a free bottle, complimentary bottle of NuGenix by texting FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's how you get the free bottle. See what it does to energize your life. Free complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Text FORCE to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you. Just text the word FORCE to 321-321.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristic and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/price match for details.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
Become a follower, not a leader. Following this program and these ideas, you go to talkers.com to get the list. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is also at talkers.com. The fellow that won $110,000 on Jeopardy, number 10 on the people list, his name, if I can pronounce it correctly, James Holzhauer, I believe, or Holzhauer. He won $110,914 in one day, and that's the most that has ever been won, bringing into focus him and his winnings, but also, once again, Alex Trebek, how he looks, what's going on with him as he fights his cancer. There are some people who think he will not be back to Jeopardy. They have finished their taping for the year, but see pictures of him. I mean, for 79, the guy, he's got pancreatic cancer, doesn't look bad. As far as I'm, you look at him and think, okay.
Yeah.
So, but imagine what kind of smarts you have to have in order to win that kind of dough on that show. It really, I mean, it's a, what an achievement it is.
And he's a professional gambler.
Yeah. Yes,
did you hear
he
his
is.
Backstory?
Yeah.
Did you hear his backstory?
Yeah. He makes,
it's pretty cool. So yeah. He has a, his dad's a single guy. Grandma comes in from Japan and raises him, and they watch Jeopardy all the time together, and she learns English by watching Jeopardy with him when he was a kid.
Pretty amazing, huh? 10 before the hour.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time for us now at 53 after the hour to go through the top five technology stories of this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, but the real research and info is provided by Victoria Keevan, who's here to start at number five, which is a focus on something new at T-Mobile. Yes, it is.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched its money checking account for all the U.S. T-Mobile customers. On balances up to $3,000, you'll get 4% back on interest, which is pretty good. And all you need to have is $200 a month in deposits into the T-Mobile money account. And, of course, that kind of interest rate is usually reserved for savings accounts. There's no minimum balance requirement for a T-Mobile money account. There's no fee to open it. It can also sync up with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay. So you can pay bills, transfer money, and even send paper checks if that's your jam. And, you only need your iPhone or your Android device. They are also giving out MasterCard debit cards in case you need to, have access to an ATM. Since it's not linked to a specific bank, they are using Allpoint ATMs. They say there are about 55,000 of those across the country, and they exist in Target stores and Circle K gas stations and Speedway and things like that. So it's kind of, the jury's still out to see if this is going to entice new customers to switch to T-Mobile. I don't know that it's something that people will, you know, just because of a checking account with 4% interest, I don't know that that's enough to get new customers in. But if you are a T-Mobile customer, it might be worth looking into.
All right, number four, as we work our way to number one, is a focus on these airlines again. installing seat cameras and what people can do about it.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of concerns that have popped up since it was actually a travel writer who was sitting on an American Airlines flight, and he noticed that when he was looking at the in-flight entertainment system in front of the seat back, that there was a camera there. And that is really how this whole thing started. And it turns out there are cameras built into a lot of these in-flight entertainment systems. Now, all of the airlines say that these are disabled, that the cameras are not operational, but they're also not covered up.
Put them
and
in
that
the
has
first
a lot
place.
Of people. Right. Well, yeah. I think it comes with the package, but the problem really is the airlines should have covered these cameras up, because cameras aimed at anybody makes people very nervous. So now there are two senators. This is a bipartisan letter that was written to almost every major airline in the U.S., and they want to know exactly what the cameras are being used for and if the passengers are being made aware that there are cameras in the seat backs.
No.
And the answer to that is no.
No.
So,
not at all.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll have to cover these cameras up. Even if it's a piece of tape, you know, they're going to have to do something.
That'll look professional.
Oh, yeah.
Number three here is a, I guess, a good news story for those who live in Detroit and work in the car industry.
Yes, it's true. Waymo has picked a facility in Detroit to build its self-driving cars. The factory in Detroit is actually currently being remodeled. They hope to open this summer. They say it will create 400 new jobs with a capital investment of $13 million. Now, these are the Level 4 autonomous vehicles that Waymo has been working on for a while. The problem, though, is they've only been testing them out in very flat, sunny regions like California and Phoenix. And so the move to Detroit, they are hoping that they'll be able to adjust to harsh winters and snowstorms and things like that. So we'll see if this actually helps the vehicles, the sensors, if they can see better, because they had lots of accidents leading up to this.
Number two is a focus on cord cutting, which has sent companies sort of into the bye-bye zone, it looks like.
Well, Fuse Media, which is actually Fuse TV, that is the largest independently owned cable television network, they filed Chapter 11 this week. They're blaming cord cutters and declining revenue. They say that essentially they're just not being carried on PlayStation View and DirecTV and all of the non-cable viewing options. They just didn't pick up Fuse, and so now Fuse owes $242 million in outstanding debt.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Number one this week. Listen up, those of you who are silly enough to have simple passwords. Okay.
Well, we talk about this a lot, but it bears repeating. This is a new study that analyzed passwords that have been breached around the world. And the number one most breached password is 123456. It sounds like a joke from Spaceballs.
Yeah, me what you think of me. Yeah.
So, several other combinations. If you have any of these, get rid of it. If you have Blink 182, that was the most popular musical artist being used as a password. Superman, it was the most popular fictional character. It's 23 million accounts with the password of 123456 have been cracked. Also, Cowboys 1, the Dallas Cowboys, showed up in there. And so, obviously, don't use any of these passwords. Use a unique password with at least three different words.
That's right. Your first, middle, and last name. How about that? 59 past the hour. Good job, Victoria. This is the overview of the hot hits.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.